Tampa Tribune reported this morning that a federal judge in Tampa denied a request to order the rehiring of a Lutz Army reservist named Stephen Frederick Cook. Cook claims he was fired from his job after fighting his deployment to Afghanistan on the grounds President Barack Obama is not an American citizen. U.S. District Judge Richard Wazara said he threw out the case because Cook's petition did not comply with local court rules, as it was not accompanied by a complaint. Cook had argued that his private employer, military contractor Simtech Corporation of Odessa, was pressured by the Department of Defense to fire him after he went public with his claims against the president. Cook has been represented legally by Orly Tates, a California-based attorney who boasts that she's also representing dozens of other members of the military who are similarly refusing to deploy overseas by questioning the citizenship of Barack Obama.
Right now, I have 170 members of the military that signed up to be plaintiffs, and every day I get emails. I just don't have time to process. I have something like 47,000 emails, and I just don't have time to process all of them. But a lot of people are signing to be plaintiffs in this case. And keep in mind, not everybody was called to duty. Some were, some weren't. But as you can see, my legal action filed in California, I just filed the First Amendment complaint, and there are already 50 people, a majority of them are members of the military on this complaint.
So Orly will be,
and there will be more and more. And bottom line, Obama cannot escape. He cannot continue sitting in the White House by virtue of obfuscation of all of his records and defrauding the whole nation. He has to provide proof that he is eligible, and if he's not, he needs to resign immediately.
PolitiFact.com, among other fact-checking sources, says that Obama's birth certificate, which shows that he was born in Hawaii and is thus an American citizen, is legitimate.